This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 3. Awareness and mindfulness. Hashtag me first.
We've already talked about beliefs. Do you remember the belief, I have to work hard to be successful? I used to have a similar belief system. I believed that in order to be successful, I had to spend a lot of time in the office and could only take a few vacations.
You're talking about overtime.
Right. A lot of overtime, with little sleep.
Short lunch breaks, if at all.
No lunch breaks at all, but quickly eating something in front of the computer. Every free second that I have in the in-between moments, I spent on my cell phone, talking to someone or checking my emails.
You have to work evenings and weekends. Hard work comes first, instead of family.
Fortunately, I got rid of this belief. A few seminars and workshops on the topic of performance helped me to do so. I had a great coach who trained special forces and Olympic athletes. It was all about being prepared to deliver great performance to the point and at the very moment it's needed. He always stressed that there are several factors that play a role in this. He talked about the importance of breaks for recovery, sufficient sleep, and longer recovery phases such as vacations. A healthy diet also plays a role. It's important to take care of yourself and your body. He also recommended meditation.
That doesn't sound like hard work. Sleeping, vacation, recreation, meditation. That sounds good. I would like that too.
It was amazing. When I started to implement the things that the trainer recommended one by one, I actually felt much better. Many things really became easier for me. There was a time, for example, during the financial crisis, when things weren't going so well at Chico Di Cafe. I was on the verge of a burnout. It was time to change something. So I decided to make one small change after the next in my life. I did sports regularly and started to meditate. I took a vacation, which I hadn't done before. From that point on, I felt better and better. I suddenly had everything under control again, especially as a manager. It's important to lead by example. As you know, I once worked in a bank with investment bankers. Our reputation was measured by how much overtime each individual worked. Years later, leading my own company, I chose to implement a completely different mindset. When leaving the office early, we would say, I'm going on vacation now. I'm going home earlier now. And we're having lunch together now. What experiences have you had with this?
When I hear that, it makes me think of a sentence that probably everyone knows. I don't have time for this. How do I deal with that?
I once read, if you don't have time to meditate for half an hour a day, then you need 2 hours of meditation immediately.
I certainly don't have time for that. The key word is limiting beliefs. If I believe or say that I don't have time for something, that is my choice at that moment. Because who decides what I have time for and what I don't have time for? God? The others? The universe? The world? The customers? None of them can decide what I do with my time. Only I can decide that. We all have 24 hours a day. What I do within these 24 hours is decided only by me. For example, you decided to go home in the evenings, take a vacation, and dedicate yourself to your family. When you made these decisions, you realized how much more balanced you had become in your life and at work. What impact did this have on the results of your work?
I've become more effective. The result was impressive. I realized what I actually want. Meditating has helped me a lot. It's always a little time out and exciting to observe what happens to me and the thoughts in my head during this half hour. I sit there, concentrate, and can just let many of my thoughts run unfiltered. Prioritizing is much easier for me afterwards. I suddenly gained focus in my tinkering. Before, I was one of those who was always busy, always on fire, always occupied, and constantly doing things.
That's what it must be like to work hard.
Inefficient moving around.
Maximum occupation, minimum output.
Right. We've found a term for it, the manager actor.
Cool.
I used to spend a lot of time bringing the things I do and considered important out into the outside world.
Manager actor. I think of bad actors. Do you know when actors in some movies can't find their way into the role and still try to play the character? Every viewer can clearly see that they can't. It looks more artificial than competent. It's almost embarrassing.
How can I tell if someone's a good manager? Does she write emails and make phone calls all the time? Is that what makes someone a good manager?
Sure. They are definitely very busy. They always have a lot to do. I was once that stupid. I used to work 18-hour days regularly, including Saturdays and Sundays. I used to work so much on the weekends that I actually had nothing more to do. I really fell into a hole. I didn't know what to do with myself. What do I do now? I thought. Then I spent another 2 hours tinkering with some PowerPoint presentation. Here another dot, there another line. It didn't make any difference in terms of the result, but for me it did. I thought if I didn't do anything now, I wasn't working hard enough. I couldn't be successful if I didn't work hard enough. Nonsense.
Not only did you present yourself this way to others, but also to yourself.
Absolutely. I totally underestimated the impact it had on the others. Colleagues and employees received emails from me at 2 a.m. on Sunday mornings. For me, that was a normal working time. I only realized the consequences later. At that time, it was not clear to me what signals I was sending out and what expectations I had of others. To colleagues who couldn't or didn't want to work like that, for example, because they have families. I was single at the time. In retrospect, I realized how inconsiderate I was. For me, there was only full-throttle work. I wanted and got the success. Today, I'm looking for opportunities to have as much, perhaps even more, success with much less work. The book The 4-Hour Workweek has helped me along the way. A lot of people recommended the book to me back then. All of a sudden, everybody was talking about this book. At some point, I bought and read it. The author, Timothy Ferris, describes how he manages to achieve great success with only 4 hours of work per week. The guy seems rather hyperactive, so I don't really believe he was literal about the 4 hours. Apart from him, I have seen other examples that have worked moderate hours and been successful. So it is absolutely feasible.
Ferris once said that the idea of the 4-hour week is rather meant as an image, a metaphor, so to speak. He was mainly interested in showing that money-making and working hours are to be separated from each other. It's about filling the day with meaningful and productive activities instead of just keeping busy. Whether that's 4 hours a week or 4 hours a day is not so important.
The cover shows a picture of someone lying relaxed in a hammock, stretched between two palm trees, working and succeeding at the same time. It's similar to what you described in your vision. This picture made sure that it clicked for me. The subtitle of the book is More Time, More Money, More Life. I don't need this super stress of the past anymore. That is not healthy in the long run. I myself have felt the stress physically. I had little blackouts now and then, forgetting simple things. Today, I have a different idea of success. I want to achieve a lot and be relaxed.
How can I apply this in my daily life? We've already talked about beliefs. Our manager actor has a lot of limiting beliefs. How can I apply this to my daily life and prevent it?
At first, it helps me to become aware of the state I'm in. I reflect on the situation and look at the abstraction of myself. I disassociate from myself. That's what psychologists call it. I look at my situation from above and ask myself, what condition is this Michael in right now, sitting down there? I am floating in a disassociated state. I sit in a helicopter and look down on the world. What is Michael like right now, and how do I want him to be? What would help him to be different? In which mindset is the guy right now, and is this mindset helpful to get ahead? Looking at myself from the outside in, not every situation is easy. To be honest, I don't always get it right either. Sometimes I'm in such a rage that I need a moment or two to sit in a helicopter and look down on my situation from above. It's about awareness, about becoming aware of my condition. This certainly requires a fair amount of practice and discipline.
Looking at yourself from the outside in is one way. Another is to look inside yourself, to remain associated, to feel what I'm feeling right now. Is what I'm feeling right now also what I want to feel? I'd reached this point when I realized that I no longer wanted to be in this state. Feeling like this is not what I want.
I don't want to feel that way.
My family doctor said to me at the time, I don't know anyone who sleeps enough, does enough sports, eats a healthy diet, and suffers from burnout at the same time.
That I believe.
So let's say that I can reach my goals much easier through recovery, sufficient sleep, and consideration for body and mind with the help of meditation and sports. What has felt like hard work until now, I approach in a completely different way through mindfulness, through this newfound awareness. With a healthy body and a healthy mind, I can reach my goals much more easily.
The statement from your doctor reminds me of a question we often ask about employee layoffs. Has anyone in this room ever fired an employee too early? The number of people who raise their hands is the same number that raised their hand in response to the question, do you know anybody who suffers from burnout and sleeps enough, eats a healthy diet, and exercises regularly? No, I don't. I've witnessed the opposite, actually. These things seem to belong together. What other limiting beliefs are there on this topic?
If I now exercise regularly, go home on time, and take a vacation, my employees will certainly do the same. Who will then do the work? After all, my employees are supposed to work. The more, the better.
I see. The motto would then be, I choose the easy way. My employees should make a different decision from my own. Let them get burned out.
That would be possible. After all, not everyone can work less.
That's nonsense, of course. The same law applies to everyone. Consciously or unconsciously, what I exemplify as a manager also applies to the employees. That is exactly the point. If we all make this decision to lead a balanced life in order to make our lives and our work easier, uniting the two together, we will still achieve our goals. It simply makes it easier on us. We no longer need to torture ourselves. That's super. It's a win-win situation for managers and employees.
Yes, right. The results are even better and the work is much more relaxed, effective, and productive.
And that is what we want.
I've one more point. Beliefs can also be cleverly packaged into commands. I've an example from my time at the bank. If someone went home at about 3 or 4 p.m., a colleague would often say, "So, did you take a half day off?" This is another way to anchor beliefs and control behavior.
Oh, yes. I know these lines too well.
Well, only a half day?
Nice of you to drop in.
With these stupid sayings, I really find them stupid. I can ruin a lot of relationships with people on my team.
This is also a self-fulfilling prophecy. With it, I support a behavior, a culture, that I actually don't want at all.
That also works the other way around. My employees often said to me at that time, "Oh, so you're at the office again."
How did you react to that?
I tried to turn the message around. I replied, "Yes, but I'm going back home right now to go back to bed." I'm sure you know that line, too. Then everyone smiled, and it was all right again.
I also want to go back to the hammock between the two palm trees. I like it there very much.
If I'm not in the office, I can't stop my employees from working.
That's right. I agree. Actually, I'm doing everybody a favor. What happens when everyone does that? Let's extrapolate that. Full induction, element N equals 1. We just proved that. Now we extend the whole with induction N equals N plus 1 to the totality. If we really apply this to all companies, all employees, to all humanity, where will we end up?
I'd say we'll end up at relaxed productivity. That's our goal. There are more people who enjoy doing the things they do. More people are doing what they really want to do with a healthy body, a relaxed mind, and a rested self. Bill Clinton once said that the biggest mistakes he made during his presidency were made when he was sleep-deprived.
I also read that in his biography. He probably slept very little, only about 3 hours a day.
It took him a while to realize that.
We've now talked about awareness, about being aware of my condition, as well as my feelings. I decide what state I want to be in and what feelings I want to feel, which means I can make better decisions that help me achieve my goals. When everyone does this, employees and managers alike, we enter a world of relaxed productivity. So what does this mean for me as a manager? What can I pay attention to on my team?
It's always about the same thing. This is how we're going to run this company. I need a vision, a purpose, values, and strategy for my company and team. Where are we going? How do we work together? What do we do for it? And what are we doing it all for? When I have time, when I'm relaxed and rested, and when I feel good because I eat a healthy diet and my body is fit, I can think more clearly and make better decisions.
It's all about people. With the framework I give my company through vision, purpose, values, and strategies, I enable every single person involved in my company, employees, customers, partners, service providers, to make sure that they are healthy, well-rested, balanced, and have enough time for family and recreation.
Yes, this could lead to the elimination of many pointless activities.
That sounds great.
Brilliant. Then I'm going back to my hammock now.
Well, I'm going to lie down again, too.
Oh, yes. I also know these beliefs and have heard these lines before. At the same time, they show the crux of the matter. If only I get rid of these limiting beliefs, while my colleagues or even my boss still appreciate long working hours more, they will get the impression that I'm not working hard enough. So I don't necessarily become a manager actor out of my own conviction. Rather, I become one because I want people to appreciate me for my work and to see and reward my commitment. The same applies to my employees, of course. I also appreciate their extra mile efforts. So it is a dilemma from which I cannot get out of on my own. Maybe as a manager, I should just start there. If I manage to eliminate these beliefs and lines from my team, it might inspire other teams to follow suit. At the same time, I have to find other ways to reward my employees' commitment so that they remain motivated and do not take advantage of the situation. If they are intrinsically motivated to contribute to the company's goals, I can trust them to do so. In the end, it is the quality of the result that counts, not how long it took them to achieve it.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.